This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iran has rejected a call Tuesday by three European countries demanding it refrain from any retaliatory attacks that could further escalate regional tensions. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A Tuesday report by the official news agency said that President Masoud Pezeshkian and a late Monday phone conversation with Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that a punitive response to an aggressor is a right of nations and a solution for stopping crimes and aggression. Also saying that the West's silence about unprecedented inhumane crime in Gaza and Israeli attacks elsewhere in the Middle East was irresponsible and encouraged Israel to put regional and global security at risk. The report said the two leaders discussed ways for restoring peace and stability in the region and the world, as well as improving bilateral relations, without elaborating. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Meanwhile, the leaders of France, Germany, and Britain in a joint statement have endorsed the latest push by mediators in the United States, Qatar, and Egypt to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war. Mediators have spent months trying to get the sides to agree to a three-phase plan in which Hamas would release the remaining hostages captured in its October 7th attack in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel, and Israel would in turn withdraw from Gaza. Speaking to reporters at the White House Monday, National Security spokesman John Kirby said the talks are scheduled to resume Thursday.
We fully expect that those talks are going to move forward, and they need to move forward. All negotiators should return to the table and bring this deal to a close. It's time to do that. The details are of such a nature that we think they can be hashed out.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. His statement marked the first time a Ukrainian military official has publicly commented on the gains of Ukraine's Russian incursion. More now from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
General Oleksandr Sirsky spoke via video call in a military briefing with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He added that fighting continued on the front line and that everything was under control. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack after almost a week of fierce fighting. On a visit to Kyiv, U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Lindsey Graham congratulated Zelensky on the military move. In a video address, Zelensky justified the incursion into Russian territory, saying, "It's only fair to destroy Russian terrorists where they are, where they launch their strikes from. More than 100,000 civilians have fled the area since the fighting began." I'm Karen Chamas.
In a conversation late Monday with ex-social media platform owner Elon Musk that was plagued with technical glitches, former U.S. President and presidential candidate Donald Trump recounted his assassination attempt and attacked his Democratic opponent, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, during a high-profile return to the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. AP correspondent Norma Hall reports.
The former president's interview on X, the social platform from which he was banned for nearly 2 years, was plagued with technical problems. Owner Elon Musk apologized for a 41-minute delay.
We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial-of-service attack against our servers.
Musk and Trump chatted on a variety of issues, including immigration, the economy, what both men characterize as Democrats' failures in securing the U.S.-Mexico border, and tamping down crime in American cities.
Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't because she's not smart.
No.
You know, she's not a smart person, by the way.
Musk repeated his endorsement of Trump and predicted he would be harshly criticized. I'm Norman Hall.
In a conversation with the Reuters news agency, 19 Sikh community leaders, including three elected U.S. officials, said they or their organizations have been targeted with threats and harassment over the last year. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Reuters spoke to 19 Sikh community leaders who said that they or their organizations have been threatened or harassed in the U.S. or Canada over the past year. Three of them are elected officials in the U.S. The six Reuters spoke to described harassment online, surveillance, doxing, and swatting, or filing a false police report to trigger a law enforcement response. Seven Sikh activists said the FBI or the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have warned them their lives could be in danger, without specifying the source of the threat.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.